Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
On a new 4D in the MC, let's hop into the Wayback Machine and go back a couple of months to August. How have the Lions' major preseason storylines played out? Detroit went through a lot of changes after 2024. How have they adjusted? And have there been any disappointments? Plus, we're calling out a national writer for disrespect. Come on, man. Not cool. All of that and more starts right now.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
I know this is a football podcast, a Detroit Lions podcast, but we're all Detroiters in here. We're all sports fans. This Chauncey Billups stuff is wild. I grew up with the going to work Pistons. I was 19 when they won the title. It was one of the greatest things ever to happen to me as like a sports fan. Man, Chauncey, rigging high stakes poker games with La Costa Nostra using X-ray tables, special contact lenses, cameras and chip trays. Chauncey and Damon Jones are like they call them the face cards the FBI did. They were arrested. Chauncey was arrested this morning. They were the famous people that they would use to lure in the marks, the people that would get ripped off, the victims. And then, you know, the people would come to the poker game in LA, in Vegas, wherever it may have been. It was in a couple different places, I think three different places. And the FBI says the scheme netted about $7 million. That's a lot of money if you're me. Good Lord. I don't know what I would do with $7 million. Well, actually, I do. It would be awesome. Anyway, but with Chauncey, He made $108 million in 17 NBA seasons. And now, as the coach of the Trailblazers, he's making about $5 million a year. Though we'll see how long that lasts. I mean, obviously innocent until proven guilty, but oof. And I really wanted him in Detroit when they were hiring a new coach. I like J.B. Bickerstaff, and that's worked out just fine. Will Chauncey go to prison? Nah. I doubt it. I mean, possible. Somebody's going to dime on somebody, and somebody will go to prison. Who's that going to be? I don't know. Free Chauncey! I read an article on ESPN.com earlier today that it was wrong. It was not correct. But we will get the record straight to end the show. But right now, let's get in the Wayback Machine. We're time traveling. We're going to go back to August. We're going to look at the storylines that we talked about going into the season. And there were several major storylines going into the Detroit Lions season, right? I mean, none bigger than replacing Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. I mean, poor Aaron Glenn. Good Lord. Anytime Woody Johnson starts talking, nothing else is going to go well. And that's already happened, so let the slide begin. But like, you know, John Morton has been excellent. Yeah, the first game was rough, but we're going to let it slide. They are third in points per game, 30.7, so almost 31 points a game. That's only 2.5 points a game fewer than their historically dominant offense a year ago. So the offense as a whole has gotten back to where it was a year ago. Not exactly the same. Nothing ever is going to be the same. And with Kelvin Shepard, I think there was less question about how he'll fit in because he's already fit in here. As Dan Campbell says, we know what he's about and he knows what we're about. But he'd never been a defensive coordinator before. And I mean, they've stuck to their DNA. They have played man coverage as much as they could. Now, the injuries have made things difficult, right? I mean, they've had to play a little more zone coverage than they would have wanted to because of a decimated secondary. And those injuries have been tough, but what are you going to do? The pass rush has been very good and likely only to get better with Aleem McNeil back into the fold. Shep has done a great job of making in-game adjustments. I mean, when you look at the coordinators overall, I mean, I'm not sure how much better this could be going. I'm not saying it's perfect, but if we're talking about a transition from the leader of your offense and defense to being two brand new people, the Lions have done very well. Some of this stuff we touched on yesterday, like the question about Aiden Hutchinson and how he'll bounce back, the answer, like it never happened. His contract's going to reset the pass rush market, and deservedly so. I always have a hard time saying pass rush. Because I want to say pass rush. I've been hosting sports talk radio shows and podcasts for years now, and pass rush will always be difficult for me. I don't know what it is. Pass, like Dave Pass, shout out. We also talked about J-Mo's start yesterday, which it was going to be his breakout year, right? It was all J-Mo this year. I'm not going to call his start bad or slow or sluggish. It's not any of those things. The numbers may not match what people want or what he wants. Or what he expects. But that doesn't mean he's not providing value. I'm going to keep saying it. And Dan Campbell says it. All 11 guys have a chance to make a play on every offensive snap. The way Jameson forces spacing on the field because he is so fast. The attention that he draws. And his willingness to block. So I'm not going to call that sluggish. Are the numbers there? No. Are the Lions suffering as a result? Also, no. We talked about the offensive line transition yesterday. Hank Fraley and the Detroit Lions have done an excellent job. 60% of their offensive line's in new spots. I know Graham Glasgow's played center before, but he was not the center last year. Here's what I like about the Lions' offensive line. I know that Graham's getting up there, and obviously Decker is, I mean, this is his 10th season, and he is laboring when it comes to injuries, right? But the other three dudes on the line can be there for a long time. The Lions have a great foundation for the future of their offensive line. I mean, obviously, Penei Sewell alone. But Tate Ratledge, definitely. And Christian Mahogany seems like he's found himself a permanent spot on the offensive line, which, you know, we thought would happen after last season. A lot of talk about him. Didn't see him much. Now we see him. We like it. One of the other storylines was the schedule. Very difficult for the Detroit Lions. I think it was the third most difficult going in. the Giants had the toughest schedule. The Lions' fate when it comes to tough scheduling in the early going has changed a bit. This is their second year as defending North champions. So you get all the other division champions, and your crossover is the AFC North. Now, that one was where people got nervous, myself included, because in the preseason, right? But in the preseason, I thought you'd have a dominant Ravens and Bengals team in the North, and Rodgers would be okay with Pittsburgh, and Cleveland would be terrible. Well, it turns out that the Bengals and Ravens are completely toast thanks to a myriad of injuries. Cleveland is about what we thought they would be, and Pittsburgh is actually not bad. So what looked like two tough games for sure, and the Lions have already won both of those games, Cincinnati and Baltimore, they beat Cleveland as well. They'll play Pittsburgh later. That game will be interesting. Screw you, Aaron Rodgers. But here's the thing on the schedule front. It only gets more difficult from here. We can't answer, really, how the Lions are going to hold up to the schedule because it lightened up more than we thought it would in the first 7 weeks, but now it gets really difficult. Vikings, Commanders, Eagles, Packers, Cowboys, Rams, Steelers. I mean, even the Giants in there, right, with the crayon eater and Jackson Dart's on fire, though how you bounce back from the way they lost to Denver last week, I don't know. So we'll see how Detroit stands up to their schedule after the break. What about the development in the secondary? The view has become slightly obscured thanks to an unreasonable amount of injuries in the secondary. But we've seen enough to make some judgment here, right? Like, Terrion Arnold is definitely improved. DJ Reed was a great addition. And Amik has really settled in. And, I mean, we've talked ad nauseum about the way those guys played in relief on Monday night. There were no questions about Brian or Kirby other than, like, how dominant will they be? And they both had good seasons. They've been both hurt. That's been tough. Would have loved to see more from Rakestraw. That injury just, it stings. He just cannot stay healthy. And what's really too bad about this whole thing is he'd have had a great opportunity with all of the injuries, but instead Rake is just another one of those injuries. Frustrating. I'm sure, look, far more for him than it is for me, but you could see a chance for him in this season, and he just couldn't take advantage of it. There was a lot of talk about using David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs at the same time. And look, a lot of that talk was driven by morons like me. You didn't hear a ton of it coming out of Allen Park. I mean, Morton mentioned it. And I'll be honest, it's a morbid curiosity for me. I just want to see it. Like, all the time? No. The possibilities seem endless when you put them both on the field at the same time, especially if you have St. Brown, Laporta, J-Mo, Mom.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honey and Gibbs. Who do you cover? Seriously, who do you cover? But then you watch the way the Lions play when one replaces the other or when they alternate Gibbs and Montgomery. It's something special, man. It really is. And sure, Montgomery's been a little quiet lately, but look, he had a huge game earlier in the season, and he's been good. I'm sure he's not played as well as he wanted to, but the best tandem in the league when it comes to the running backs, no question. And they're more valuable as separate entities than they are, like, as a unit. And just one last thought. Now that the Lions have entered elite status, there is one major question always to start the season. It is the one that matters most, and it is this team Super Bowl contending caliber? The Lions through 7 games, the answer, absolutely. They're the best team right now in the NFC. I would love another shot at Kansas City. Or how about a true Midwest Super Bowl? Colts and Lions? Or the Super Bowl to end all Super Bowls? Lions and Bills. It's almost impossible to think about that. All right, when we come back, I've got a bone to pick with you, Bill Barnwell. Fourth Down in the Motor City continues next.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
And now, Fourth Down in the Motor City continues. So I'm scrolling around through the internets. I'm reading, I'm clicking, whatever. And I come across ESPN writer Bill Barnwell, and he's got a list of who, through 7 weeks, had the best offseason. Like, through 7 weeks, who made the best additions to their team? It's early. He acknowledges that, and I do too. But if the metric is through 7 games, let it be, right? Okay. Number one on his list, the Colts. Okay, no argument. They've been fabulous. They're the best team in the NFL right now. Shockingly, Indiana Jones, what's happening? Now, my thing is, and I'm going to come across as a homer here probably, but so be it. Barnwell has the Lions in the slightly below expectations category, and I don't agree. He says their offseason additions have been slightly below expectations. DJ Reed, great ad. Tate Ratledge, great ad. And I think we all know what Isaac Tesla can be. Barnwell has re-signing Kwan and drafting Tate as the Lions' highlights, which is fair. They didn't do a ton in the offseason. I would have put DJ Reed above signing Kwan, but either way. But then he has a disappointments category. This is where he misses, really misses. The first one was picking up that final year of Davenport's contract. I mean, it was cheap, but it didn't work. It's not going to work. But there was one more in his disappointments category, and it was Tyleek Williams, a player we've raved about on this podcast. And the note reads, quote, Williams has had a quiet start to his debut campaign, and the first rounder saw his role in the rotation diminish after the return of Aleem McNeil on Monday night against the Buccaneers. Well, no shit, Sherlock. This is why they drafted him. Look, when you're the Detroit Lions, when you are a good team with a deep roster, you don't have to invest early in guys that have to perform right now. You're always going to have a draft pick or two that performs immediately, and that's been Tate Ratledge. And they knew that when they drafted him. They also knew Aleem was hurt when they drafted Tyleek Williams. But they didn't draft Tyleek to be your day one starter permanently. He was to fill in, get a lot of reps, great practice work. And then when Aleem comes back, it's Aleem and Reader in the middle, and Tyleek Williams will shuffle in. What's disappointing about that? We just have 4,000 sacks? What do you want? Am I nitpicking here? I guess, but it seems like that's what he's doing too. I mean, that's not below my expectation. Calling that a disappointment is stupid. Stupid. With all due respect to Bill Barnwell, it can't be easy to pay attention to all 32 teams and what's going on in and around them, because this is just a miss. This is why beat writers are your friends, people. Trust your local beat writer. Why did this annoy me? I don't know, because everything annoys me. Duh. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcast. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. And if you have not done so yet, please leave us a rating and a review. They are very helpful. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.